The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by senior Dharma teacher and Boundless Way priest, Paul Galvin.
This is the best seat in the house. I get to see all of you. I've been sitting with various words that may come out of my mouth here in a little bit throughout the day. And at some point this morning, I had this brilliant idea that at some point each and every one of us should sit right here. This seat... allows me to see all of you, the Sangha. Alan gave the encouragement talk last night about the Sangha, and that's what I want to talk about as well. I was both inspired and disappointed that Alan wanted to talk about the Sangha last night, because I'm like, dang, he got my topic. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Never enough words to talk about the Sangha, as far as I'm concerned. Which is an interesting position that I find myself in. Because when I was 18 or 19, I first was exposed to Zen. And I seemingly knew right off the bat that this was going to be the way for me. Now, I'm not going to say that I knew really what Zen was at that point, or whether I've walked this path as far as throughout those years. But here it is at 18. And what I'd like to share with you is what my take on Zen was at that point. I can do this. This is up to me. The stories that I was hearing, or at least the parts of the stories that I was remembering, was the hermit up in the mountains, brushing the path in a rock, makes a noise, and he had great enlightenment. I can do that. Yeah. Not relying on anyone else. And here, I want to talk about the Sangha. Because what I see out here is amazing. It's wonderful to be here with all of you. And at one level, it's quite surprising that we can cram about 30 people in a room and somehow make this work. The Sesshin Sangha has so much to offer, has offered so much to me. The support, that person to the left, that person to the right. I'm thinking about what Dana was saying earlier when she was sharing about her experience working in hospice. That people just need someone to be there. Well, this person needs someone to be there. That hermit that I thought that I could do, wanted to be, is taking a very different shape and form. By sitting with all of you, you facilitate my practice, my awareness, my willingness to open. It's quite amazing. And what the Sesshin Sangha offers me is also people burping, people stepping on my feet. In Kinhin, people snoring at night, This is so helpful, so helpful. Sesshin for me is very much about remediation. As humans, I firmly believe we are social animals. We interact with others all the time. And I take quite a bit, rather personal, from these interactions. Certain slights that I may perceive, whether reality or not. And here in Sesshin, everything slows down, opens up. And so, when someone steps on my foot, or as I step on someone's foot in Kinhin, I have this opportunity. This opportunity to learn about my own reactivity in that moment. With the support of with all of you, I can actually see through it. Yeah, it's real. This reactivity that's coming up, and don't have to hold on to it any longer than it needs to be held on to. A little while ago, there was a senior Dharma's teacher meeting, and Alan was sharing his first experience at a sesshin. Within a Boundless Way sesshin. And I've told this to him a couple of times. It was my first sesshin as well. And what that sesshin meant to me. And it was interesting because I was sitting next to someone who burped not just in the meals, pretty much throughout the whole time. was prone to a fart. That sesshin was amazing. Was amazing. Working with Melissa through this introductory of Mu, would have this first opening, I think, for me. I'm not sure if it was Mu or the farts. This very person who tortured me in my mind during that sesshin helped me greatly when I was preparing to take the precepts and sewing my roksu. This is what the Sangha can offer us. This type of fully showing up human being in a container that is supportive and is a pressure cooker at the same time. In our sutra service, we chant, I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. I do take refuge in the Sangha. I take refuge in all. But the aspect of these three refuges is that as you enter one, you realize that it contains the other two as well. So from this perch, from this amazing seat that all of you should have a shot at, I see my Sangha. I see my Sangha full of Buddhas, fully demonstrating your Dharma. Thank you.